It's time for Northwest Conference Basketball on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com. Proud sponsors of high school basketball on KGMI include Chihuahua Mexican Restaurant, Hankook Gravel, Good to Go Meat Pies, Judd and Black, Meridian Equipment, Valley Plumbing and Electric, Little Caesars Pizza, AirTech Heating and Hydro, Walton Beverage, and Western Roofing. Other sponsors are McAvoy Oil, Smith Kia of Bellingham, Mount Baker Roofing, Barron Heating, Carl's Mower and Saw, Northwest Propane, Dewey Griffin Subaru, Unlimited Service, Westside Building Supply, and Western Travel Sales. Now, let's go courtside with our KGMI broadcast crew.
And good evening and welcome to Mount Baker High School, home of the Mountaineers, where tonight they will host the Nooksack Valley Pioneers in a big boys single-A classification Northwest Conference basketball game. The girls varsity just finished playing here at Mount Baker High School in a varsity doubleheader, also a very special coaches versus cancer fundraising night. Big crowd on hand. That's Don Curtis along with Tessa McLeod. And Tessa, we had to park in a field across the street.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The gym's already getting packed. People are getting excited for some Friday night basketball and a good game at that one.
Yeah, cheerleaders getting things fired up. Band is on hand. And again, a big matchup featuring Nooksack and Mount Baker. Both these teams come into the ball game 3-4 in conference play. So a big game as far as a head-to-head and also record advantage as these teams posture their way heading down the stretch in towards the playoffs. And Tessa, both these teams coming off a win earlier in the week.
That they are. Both teams defeated Bellingham Schools. Nooksack took down the Red Raiders in a close game, 65-59. Another close win with Mount Baker defeating Squalicum 65-60 on that. And just about 2 weeks left till district. So both teams are looking to get that better seed in the playoffs. And as you said, both with 3-4 conference play, it should be a good game tonight to see who takes it.
Well, and as a former Nooksack Valley Pioneer yourself, you know this is a big rivalry game as well.
Oh, it is. One that Nooksack and Mount Baker both look forward to every year. So be exciting.
Again, coming into the ball game, conference records identical at 3-4. Overall, Nooksack Valley comes in 8-6 overall. They average 51.6 points a game on the season. They're giving up 48.1. Mount Baker comes in at 8-5 on the season. They're scoring 58.8 points a game. They're giving up 57.4 points a game. So both of these teams, no strangers to close contests. Again, Nooksack Valley taking on Mount Baker. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get our Walton Beverage Pepsi pregame show underway right here on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Meridian Equipment is a proud supporter of high school athletics. They've served the community for more than 60 years, selling new and used farm and light industrial equipment. Meridian Equipment is now a distributor of Miller Tires, specializing in tires for antique tractors. They also have great prices on batteries as well as oil for everything from tractors to motorcycles. Watch for their next big auction scheduled for March 17th. Meridian Equipment, open weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 till noon at 5946 Guide Meridian in Laurel.
The heater's out again. What are we going to do?
Call Cliff and Jeff at AirTech Heating.
This house is so drafty, we're going to freeze.
Honey, it's okay. Let's just call Cliff and Jeff at AirTech Heating and...
If there was only a simple solution, someone we could call.
There is one, and it starts with Cliff and Jeff and ends with...
Wait a minute. I've got an idea.
Call AirTech Heating? Yes, sweetie. I think that sounds like a great idea.
Call AirTech Heating and Hydromechanical at 734-5010. They're online at airtechheat.com.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story, with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust. My local radio and TV stations. for the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding, a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted, bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
This is the Walton Beverage Pepsi pregame show on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com. Now, let's hear from the coaches.
Welcome to the Walton Beverage Pepsi pregame show. Tonight, here from Mount Baker High School, where the Mountaineers get set to host the Nooksack Valley Pioneers Little Boys Single A Northwest Conference Basketball. Joined now by the head coach of Mount Baker, Coach Rob Gray. Coach, big ball game. You guys pretty much identical record-wise and heading down the stretch of the season.
Yeah, it is. Anytime you get a chance to play Nooksack, it's going to be a big game regardless of records. And right now we're tied with both 3-4 in conference play, so tonight's a big night.
Again, as you head through the grind of the season and you look at your ball club, kind of state of the union, Rob, where are you guys sitting as far as, keeping moving and forward, improving on the ball game?
Oh, I think we're getting better. I hope we're getting better. We had a pretty good win on Monday night at Squalicum, so hopefully we can build on that with some confidence and then believe that we can play with anybody in our conference.
Also, this time of year, the minutes start to show up on the leg. We got a flu bug rolling through town, bumps and bruises, dings and dents. How are you guys doing physically heading into the game?
As far as I know, everybody's okay. They haven't said anything to me, so I'm assuming they're healthy as they've been all year.
Going around, it's not like football where you see each other a lot. This is the first time you've seen Nooksack Valley, but obviously watched them on film, if that's still a term. What do you know about the Pioneers, I guess, and what do you expect out of them tonight?
Well, first of all, I think Rich Stillman does a great job. He's a very good coach. They're well coached. Their two big posts in the middle are tough. Their guards play hard. They compete. I think that they're going to try and establish some inside presence and then make a couple of threes on the outside. And we just got to make sure we're aware of where their shooters are and get their hands up and make sure that we don't allow their posts to dominate us.
And, Rob, why don't you walk us through your starting five and I guess maybe share a little bit about what each boy brings to the game.
Well, our starting five changes a lot. So the five that are starting tonight, Caleb Bass, he's our leading scorer. He's our point guard. He's real aggressive, plays hard, has no problem going to the ground. Carter Backstrom is our other guard. He's a pretty good little shooter. He's got long arms. We got Jason Lee, a sophomore, who's starting to develop a lot more confidence. He's in the other guard position. Then we have Ethan Gates, our big man in the middle. Ethan's just a big solid force. He's been playing varsity since his sophomore year. And then our true team leader, Thomas Barbo, who's been on the varsity since his freshman year. He just does anything you ask him to do and plays hard and competes hard and gets the rest of the guys to compete as well.
Hey, Rob, you touched on it a little bit earlier, but keys to victory. If you guys are going to keep that winning streak rolling here and, I guess, head down the home stretch with the victory tonight, what do you guys really got to get done?
Well, I think we have to make sure that we do a great job on the offense and defensive boards. We got to make sure that we control the two bigs. We got to make some baskets and maybe get some transition, things like that. We can't turn the ball over. And we just got to play hard and hope for the best.
Hey, Rob, as always, thanks for the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
It's Coach Rob Gray at Mount Baker Mountaineers as they get set to host the Nooksack Valley Pioneers. We'll take a break, come back more of our pregame show after this on KGMI and KGMI.com.
We hope you're enjoying the game. Whether you're at work, home, or on the road, or streaming online, you're listening to the game and so are tons of other people. Fans come in all kinds of shapes and sizes. Young, old, men and women. You're on the go and you don't have time to sit around and watch games on TV. And local high school games? This is the only place to hear them.
and the paper, yeah, they'll be reporting on what happened in this game in tomorrow's edition. That's the great thing about radio. You can take it wherever you go, and you can hear what's happening in the game as it happens. If you're a business owner listening right now, think of all the fans listening. Sponsoring a sportscast like this is a great way to get your message out. You have a captive, loyal audience intently listening to the game and your ad. Sports broadcasts and your ads are a winning combination. Want advertising that gets results? Put your ads in a game. It's easy and cost-effective. Contact us and we'll show you how to get started. Visit CascadeRadioGroup.com for details after the game, of course.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I'm a procrastinator.
Hi, Liz.
What brings you here today?
My roof. I meant to replace it this fall, and now that winter's here, I don't know what to do.
Hi, I'm Winton Smith of Western Roofing, and if you're like Liz, I'd like to invite you to call us today for a free estimate. Now's the time to get on top of your roofing problems. Just quit procrastinating and call Western Roofing today.
Western Roofing, protecting Northwest homes since 1938. Online at westernroof.com.
Westside Building Supply is a proud supporter of Whatcom County High School basketball. The excitement of basketball season is a sure sign of winter and a great time to tackle your indoor painting projects. At Westside Building Supply, you'll find the full line of Do It Best quality paints and Pratt and Lambert premium paints. Whether you're sprucing up one room or repainting the whole house, Westside is your custom color supplier of all the paint and supplies to get the job done right. Westside Building Supply on Guide Meridian in Linden. Everything you need for anything you need to paint.
The new year means new laws. Here's one that affects both businesses and their employees. Since January 1st, employers in Washington State are now required to provide paid sick leave to their employees to take care of themselves and their families. It's required under Initiative 1433, passed by voters back in 2016. Elizabeth Smith is Assistant Director for Labor and Industries.
This is a big change. Companies have to make sure that their record-keeping systems are ready and up to date, and they have to make sure their employees know that they have sick leave and how to use it.
The new law says employees earn at least 1 hour of paid sick leave for every 40 hours worked. This includes part-time and seasonal workers. You can find detailed information about the new sick leave law, plus tools to help employers on the LNI website, lni.wa.gov.
LNI wants to make this transition as simple as possible.
Go to lni.wa.gov. lni.wa.gov.
Welcome back to Mount Baker High School for more of our Walton Beverage Pepsi pregame show tonight here on KGMI. And for those of you listening online at KGMI.com, we're joined now by the head coach of the Nooksack Valley Pioneers, Coach Rich Skillman. And Coach, I must be getting old because the last time I watched you have anything to do with Nooksack Valley, you were running up and down the court.
Yeah, it's been a little while now, but it means a lot being back at Nooksack and just being able to be part of the program and try to rebuild it to where it was when I started and when I was playing.
Now, again, you mentioned coming back from a former player to the coach. What's the biggest aha moment, when you, lace up a different set of shoes to hit the sidelines?
Every kid's different, and every kid's not you, and they don't have the same passions, they don't have the same desires, they don't have the same drive as maybe you did, and maybe basketball's not their number one sport, and coaching at the 1A level, that's kind of what we have to push all of our best athletes to play all sports, and when basketball's not their main focus, we try to get the best out of them during basketball season and understand that their focuses can be elsewhere.
Again, you mentioned your team, and you take what you can, make the best out of them. State of the Union, this point in the season, Rich. What are some of the things you guys feel like you're doing pretty well, and maybe a couple things you feel like, okay, we still got some room to improve on?
We're improving every game. We're obviously pretty big with Veening and Bauman down low, and they work very well together. I think we're starting to shoot the ball a little better, starting to get more comfortable playing together. And one thing I think our guys can always work on, and any high school player in that aspect, is just the confidence to play. And just let their play talk for them and know that they don't have to say anything, they don't have to do anything special, but just play their game.
You come in against the Mount Baker team. They always play tough at home, but boy, you guys are just statistically identical record-wise, conference play. Obviously a big game coming down the stretch.
Not too tough to get up for this Baker rivalry, is it?
No, especially on a night like this. I mean, there's a lot of people out in the stands with the doubleheader, and it is one of those 1A matchups that we talk about all year long, that when it comes down to it, those 1A games are really the ones that make the difference. And we've been working on them all week to get them ready to go, and I think the guys are up for the challenge tonight.
I mentioned getting them ready to go. What do you know about this year's version of Mount Baker Mountaineers? So what do you expect out of them tonight?
I think the MO of Baker is always to be physical. I think it's been that way for a while, and I expect a lot of that. Obviously, they like to tempo the ball. They like to move. They like to get up and down, so just trying to control the game a little bit on our side.
And, Rich, why don't you walk us through your starting lineup and maybe share just a little bit about what each boy puts on the floor for you.
Yeah, sure. We start with Baylor Galley running the point for us, and the thing I love about Baylor is just how smart he is. Hasn't played the most basketball, but he's just a smart kid, smart basketball player. When you ask him to do something, he does it. He's an extension of the coaching staff. Ty Rawls is somebody you never have to worry about. One of those guys you can lock in the gym and say make 51 threes, and he won't leave till he makes 51. So just his dedication. You look at Zach Johnson, who is a pure shooter, a great shooter, and has done a great job adjusting through this year as a sophomore to the speed of the game. And I think he's starting to realize that league play is even different than non-league play, and it's a little bit faster. And he's getting there, and he's adjusting, and he's growing a lot as a sophomore. And then Jordan and Casey, I mean, they've stepped up big as leaders for us as seniors, and both of them are so individually skilled, talented. I mean, Jordan with the ball in his hands is crafty and can get anywhere he wants. He's long. And Casey's just a big, I mean, he's one of the biggest guys I've been around, and I've been around a lot of big guys. And he's wide, he's thick, he uses his body well. And I think they're hungry. They're hungry to be better than what's been here when they've been in school, and they're hungry to get better and keep pushing to better themselves.
Final thing, Rich, keys to victory. If you guys are going to knock off Baker and, I guess, take the advantage head-to-head and also record-wise, what do you guys got to get done tonight?
We really have to focus on playing our game. If we play our game, we should be just fine. If we get lost in their game, they're pretty good at what they do. So if we can take advantage of that, control the ball, we'll be just fine.
Hey, Rich, congratulations on the gig. Good to see you again, and best luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
That's Coach Rich Gilman of the Nooksack Valley Pioneers as they get to take on Mount Baker. We'll take a break. Come back with more as our countdown to tip-off continues here on KGMI and KGMI.com.
In our shops, we meet people from all over the country and even from England, Australia, and New Zealand who know and love meat pies. Hi, I'm Holly from Good to Go Meat Pies, where we make meat pies called pasties. Pasties have a rich history and tradition starting in Cornwall, England, where miners would take these portable and nourishing pies down into the mines for their lunches. You don't have to be a miner to enjoy a Good to Go pasty. Visit us at our locations in Everson and Linden or at the Bellingham Farmers Market. Online at goodtogomeatpies.com.
When you need excavation or underground utility work, you need the team at Honkoop Gravel. Their team of dedicated professionals knows there's no such thing as second best. Honkoop Gravel works with the latest technology on the job to provide accuracy for their customers from beginning to the end of the project. No matter what the project, whether you're a home or business owner, if you need earthwork, you need Honkoop Gravel. Honkoop Gravel. Serving Whatcom and Skagit counties.
Welcome back to Mount Baker High School. Don Curtis along with Tess McLeod, our producer engineer this evening, Josh Young. Big ball game coming up as both teams now kind of doing their final preparations on the floor. A little stretching from both teams. Again, coming in identical 3-4 conference records. Nooksack 8-6 overall. Baker 8-5 overall. But Tessa, this one obviously head-to-head and also from a conference record standpoint goes a long way to where, what, just in a couple weeks we start district action.
Exactly, Don. Yeah, both teams are going to be wanting to get this win, and both teams have some players that are going to be fun to watch to play tonight. Caleb Bass from Mount Baker averaging just about 13 points a game. Thomas Barbo averaging a little over 10. And for the football side, I'm excited to see Casey Bauman play, the quarterback on the football for their football team. So I'm just excited to see what all the players are going to bring tonight.
Well, as Rich Skillman alluded to, it's pretty much your football team. What they do is they just take their cleats off, put the Nikes on, and convert to basketball players, because you got football players on both sides. Again, Jordan Veeding, good player. Baylor Galley, again, for Nooksack, another good football player. And again, Caleb Bass, certainly a good football player for Mount Baker Mountaineers. Carson Engholm, we'll see him as a senior, and we'll see him come off the bench. And, of course, you mentioned a guy that's a great athlete, Tavis Barbo. Certainly, he does a lot of damage on the football field. He's got to kind of dial it back. He can't hit people as hard as he hits them on the football field, certainly on the basketball floor. But, again, single-A classification, the key is just getting the good athletes to turn out.
Exactly. And, yeah, with so many football players on the court tonight, I'm thinking we're probably going to see a bit of a physical game tonight. So,
well, again, a lot at stake and, again, a natural rivalry. We're looking across at pretty much a packed house at the Mount Baker Dome. And then behind us, certainly a packed house as well. Special night, coaches versus cancer night. Again, a rivalry game, and also a lot on the line as far as playoff implications. We'll take one final break. We come back, we'll get this one underway for Mount Baker High School on KGMI and KGMI.com.
That wraps up the Walton Beverage Pepsi pregame show on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com. Tip-off is next.
Barron Heating and Air Conditioning believes in being involved in the community and is proud to support local high school athletics. This year, it will award a $1,000 grant at the end of the regular basketball season to one area high school. In each game broadcast during the regular season by the Cascade Radio Group, a player from each team will be chosen as that team's game changer, and each player's school will receive an entry for the $1,000 grant on behalf of its game changer. Barron and the Cascade Radio Group salute all high school athletes and the schools and adults that support them.
One of the most proactive things we can do to end child sexual abuse is the education of responsible adults. Imagine, for a moment, a community where all adults actively work together to change a cultural norm, from one where child sexual abuse is hidden by fear and denial, to one where every child is better protected throughout the community. Hi, this is Byron Mannering. I'm the Executive Director of Bridget Collins Family Support Center. Now is the time for our community to be steadfast in protecting our children, so that all kids can grow up healthy and whole. You can be the change. We invite you to join the over 6,000 citizens who have already been trained in Whatcom County as stewards of children. You can register to attend a 2-hour Stewards of Children training by going to our website, bridgetcollins.org, and clicking on the For Parents page. There is a cost of $10 per person, but if that is a problem, we can work with you. Let us help you and your organization learn the basics of preventing child sexual abuse.
Mount Baker Roofing is proud to support coverage of our local high school sports games. At Mount Baker Roofing, they believe in the community like you do, and they utilize local products such as ICO, manufactured in Sumas. Mount Baker Roofing specializes in re-roofs, gutters, and new construction for residential and commercial projects. Their Whatcom County team can complete your roof quickly and with the quality and craftsmanship that you need, all at a great price. Call 733-0191 for a free estimate, or visit them online at www.mountbakerroofing.com.
Welcome back to Mount Baker High School, getting set to get this one underway. Again, Mount Baker hosting the Nooksack Valley Pioneers boys single-A classification basketball. We'll take a look at our starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the visiting Nooksack Valley Pioneers, coached by Rich Skillman, former Pioneer himself. Their starting lineup looks like this. In the backcourt, they will be led by 5'9" junior Baylor Galley. Joining Baylor in the backcourt will be 5'9" junior Ty Rawls. Third guard in the Pioneer offensive attack will be 6'3" sophomore Zach Johnson. The number four, big guy, 6'6" senior, everybody knows him from the football field, Casey Bauman. And rounding out the starting five for the Nooksack Valley Pioneers will be 6'6" senior Jordan Veening. For Rob Gray's Mount Baker Mountaineers, starting lineup looks like this. They will be led by point guard Caleb Bass, a 5'10" junior. His backcourt mate will be Carter Backstrom, a junior at 6 feet tall. Jason Lee, the third guard for Mount Baker, a sophomore at 5'11". Thomas Barbo, one of the leaders on Mount Baker, a 6'2" senior. And again, rounding out the starting five for the Mount Baker Mountaineers will be 6'10" senior Ethan Gates. Again, special night tonight. Not only do we have the crosstown rivalry and also a head-to-head battle between two teams tied for the Northwest Conference in the single-A classification, but it is a special Coaches versus Cancer fundraiser. And again, public address announcer addressing the crowd, letting them know the details on that, but certainly Tessa, a disease that touches virtually every family across the country. You know, your nuclear family or certainly extended family. And again, this is kind of a cool thing that the Northwest Conference has done every year, raise a lot of money for cancer research.
Absolutely, remembering lots of amazing people in our community, leaders in our community. So it's great to see events like this.
Again, we do not think we will have a national anthem tonight. Again, officials having a stand.
If you've been affected in any way by this terrible disease, please stand up and remain standing.
All right. They're asking people that are have been affected, know someone, or have been affected or are still being affected by cancer. So, again, honorary coaches have been chosen for each team, and so they will sit on the bench tonight. And these are people that have either beat cancer or have our ongoing battle of cancer or have had a family member of cancer. So they actually bring it home, and those people have a spot on the bench, again, for each team. Again, coming out to center court with the coaches. Rich Skillman is his honorary coach out. And again, this coach actually has battled cancer and survived. Again, again, a night tonight that's special, and actually having a great honor here, not only a fundraiser. They do it in front of a big house, a doubleheader, girls varsity, then boys varsity, and pretty much a standing room only crowd tonight, Tessa.
Exactly. Getting as many people to be participating in it as much as possible and getting some donations in so we can do some good in fighting against this terrible disease.
Well, we're going to have our starting lineups obviously delayed on the floor. You've already heard them. What we'll do is we're going to step aside, take a break. We come back, we'll get this one underway again from Mount Baker High School on KGMI and KGMI.com.
You're in a hurry, on a deadline, and suddenly traffic comes to a screeching halt. Nothing's more frustrating than being caught in an unexpected traffic jam. Depend on KGMI traffic alerts to keep you cruising to your destination. We'll tell you about traffic slowdowns you should avoid, and if you're in a jam, how to get out of it. And if you see problems on the road, give us a call, 676-5464, so we can spread the word. KGMI, News Talk 790 and 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Has the cold weather brought you some unwanted and furry roommates? Call BioBug Pest Management and let them get rid of your rodents. They've been providing professional pest control services to Whatcom, Skagit, and Island counties for over a decade. Call them today at 888-323-7378 for your free quote. BioBug Pest Management, locally owned and operated, service you trust, experience you expect. For more information, visit them online at biobug.com.
Truckloads of shiny new 2018 appliances have arrived for our truckload sale. Now through Sunday only, and only at Judd & Black Appliance. We've purchased top quality appliances by the truckload from Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Jennair, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, Wolf, Sub-Zero, and more. And we're passing the savings along to you. Over 25 major brands to choose from in all price ranges are on sale now. Save big in every department. Freezers priced from $199. Frost-free refrigerators from $449, dishwashers from $249. We have also arranged 12-month special financing for this big event. To top it off, we have huge rebates on kitchen packages, up to $8,546 in savings. Don't miss the truckload sale through Sunday only, and only at Judd & Black Appliance. Come see why your friends and neighbors voted us number one appliance store. Judd & Black, your hometown appliance store. Online at JuddBlack.com.
Don't avoid the dentist. Get the gentle, empathetic, and individualized treatment you need from the experts at New Haven Dental. Whether you're coming in for a cleaning, a crown, professional tooth whitening, or even emergency care, the team at New Haven Dental takes great pride in helping you and your family achieve and maintain optimal oral health through a comprehensive approach to dental care. New Haven Dental, compassionate and quality care for all of your dental needs. In Barkley Village, across from Scotty Brown's, and online at newhavendentalbellingham.com. Westside Building Supply is a proud supporter of Whatcom County High School basketball. The excitement of basketball season is a sure sign of winter and a great time to tackle your indoor painting projects. At Westside Building Supply, you'll find the full line of Do It Best quality paints and Pratt and Lambert premium paints. Whether you're sprucing up one room or repainting the whole house, Westside is your custom color supplier of all the paint and supplies to get the job done right. Westside Building Supply on Guide Meridian in Linden. Everything you need for anything you need to paint.
Well, welcome back to Mount Baker High School. Again, our pregame festivities are over. Again, Coaches versus Cancer. Again, they bring out a cancer survivor as a honorary coach for each team. And, again, kind of delayed our tip. We're running about 20 minutes behind schedule. Tip was scheduled for 7:30, so if you've been hanging on with us, thank you. Now they're doing the official introduction of our starting lineups. We'll roll through them quickly. Again, for Nooksack Valley Pioneers, it looks like this. Baylor Galley will be in the backcourt with Ty Rawls and Zach Johnson. Up front, the big guys, Casey Bauman and also Jordan Beening. For Mount Baker, their backcourt looks like this. Caleb Bass, Carter Backstrom, and Jason Lee. Big guys up front, Thomas Barbo, and then the real big guy up front, 6'10" senior Ethan Gates. Again, both coaches, a lot of respect for each other, Tessa, as far as what they bring to the game. Again, the one wrinkle is Rich Skillman pretty new, so Rob Gray doesn't have years and years of watching his program in play. However, Rob is very much of a student of the game, and I guarantee he's watched as much as he possibly can of this Nooksack Valley Pioneer. And again, it'll be very interesting to see the matchup. Both these teams at the single A level, a couple of bigs.
Oh, absolutely. And Rob even mentioned, you know, about Rich being a good coach in his interview. And he does have former varsity coach Tyler Mitchell there,
right,
also kind of mentoring him. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how it plays up, you know, experienced coach against somebody who's coming in new but definitely knows the game.
Again, as always, our opening tip-off brought to you by our friends at Northwest Propane. Northwest Propane, locally owned and operated for over three generations. Personalized service is the cornerstone of their business at Northwest Propane. We thank them and all of our local sponsors for making high school basketball broadcast possible on KGMI. And for those of you listening around the block or around the world on KGMI.com. Tonight, the Nooksack Valley Pioneers will be in the visiting purple uniforms with white trim. Mount Baker will be in the home whites with the red and the black trim. Again, a big crowd on hand tonight. Saw the varsity game girls played earlier. And on top of that one, Nooksack Valley came out on top. Tessa, 43-29 in a game that started off extremely slow.
That it did, yeah. I think Mount Baker struggled scoring any points in that first quarter, but then they came back and gave them a good game.
Yeah, so this one getting set to get underway. Nooksack Valley will be going from our left to our right. Casey Bauman wins the tip. Into front court it comes. Nooksack Valley laying it up and in is Jordan Beening. Very quick, kind of almost a transition bucket for Nooksack.
Starting it off quick with some quick passes there and getting the basket right away.
Both these teams up tempo. Mount Baker comes the way other way and getting caught underneath the basket. Carden Backstrom tried to flip that one back through the lane. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Baker. Turn it back over to the Pioneers. Pioneer basketball, Bauman out on top. He'll swing it around wing right to Ty Rawls. Rawls will look at a three. He'll launch it wing right. No good off the mark. Rebound going to be hauled down by Caleb Bass. Caleb will do the honors, bringing it into front court. He'll swing it over to Backstrom. And they go inside to Gates. Ethan picked up by Casey Bauman. Man-to-man defense shown early on here by Nooksack. Caleb Backstrom with the ball out on top. Drives in, stops as he entered the free throw circle. Nothing there. Going to swing it out to Jason Lee. Kick it over to Ethan Gates, 6'10" guy outside on the perimeter. Leave it back for Caleb Bass. He'll launch a three, angle right. That'll be off the back of the iron. Bauman will go up and get the board and Pioneer basketball. Entry pass nearly stolen, and now it is. Coming out of the pack with it and heading the other way, Mount Baker. on the fast break. It will be laid up and in by Carter Backstrom, and we are tied at two apiece.
Already starting the game off up-tempo.
Nothing we did not expect out of either one of these teams. Pioneer basketball working around the perimeter. They try to go inside to Casey Bauman. That one's going to be poked away by Caleb Bass out of bounds. So it'll be Pioneer basketball. They'll inbound it right in front of that Mount Baker bench. Baylor Galley with it, playing a little catch. Now they go deep down in the corner to Veening. Back for a three put up by Zach Johnson. It's no good. Rebound fought for, goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Mounties. Possession will stay with Nooksack, and they'll inbound it. Baseline left. Comes in to Galley. He'll launch a three off the front of the iron. No good. Veening, good job tipping it back out on top to Ty Rawls. He'll kick it over to Galley. He'll reset the offense for the Pioneers. Galley now working down deep right side and gets it to Bauman. His entry pass is going to be tipped and stolen away. He was looking for Veening. Coming out of the pack with it is Mount Baker. Other way on the transition. Ball's going to be loose, knocked out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Bauman as he was trying to save it. So Mount Baker basketball.
Good effort for him trying to save that ball, but just bounced it off of his own player there.
Inbound, going to come into Gates. He'll launch a 15-footer from that wing, right-hand side, no good. Tracking down the rebound will be Barbo. Barbo will kick it to Backstrom. Out on top, Gates, they've got him playing well out on top. Dragon Bauman out to pick him up. Caleb Bass with it. Now works down the right-hand side of the lane. Stop. Floats up the shot. Banks it off the glass and in. Into front court with the basketball. Baylor Galley. Work it down in the corner to Veening. Now they reverse the court. Back on top, Galley. Kick it over to Johnson. Down to Veening. Baseline right. Out to Galley. He'll launch a three straight away. Back of the iron, no good. Veening with the rebound. He'll kick it out to goes to Veening. They work it over to Rawls. Ty will bring it back out on top. Kick it to Galley. They work it down deep, right-hand side. Go inside to Bauman. Nice entry pass that time tested by Johnson. But Bauman on the way to the hoop got that one just kind of slapped out of his hands and out of bounds.
That he did. I like seeing a lot of the quick passing for Nooksack, too. It's what they got to do if they want to try to get a basket in here with the defense Mountaineers are playing.
4.5 minutes remaining in our first quarter. Mount Baker on top, 4-2. Caleb Bass with the basketball. Working against Galley. Spin move, puts up a jumper in the middle of the lane. No good. Rebound going to be hauled down by Jordan Veening. He'll kick it back to Baylor Galley. Baylor coming into front court, gets it to Johnson, back to Galley. Now they go top of the key to Bauman. He'll work it down to Ty Rawls, who dribbles out of that left corner out on top. Veening. They go inside, left-hand side of the lane to Bauman. He picks up a double team, puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked by Gates. Here comes Bass. Bass will... He'll drive, and then in an attempt to dish off to Backstrom, they're going to say he took an extra step. Good job. Did not see who the defender was, kind of stepping in his way and kind of forcing that travel.
Exactly. Yeah, you're just looking to pass it away to try to get the shot, but unfortunately ended up picking up the travel.
Pioneer basketball. Veening going to have it stolen away from him. Outlet pass comes up to Caleb Bass. He lays it up and in. Good transition bucket after the steal by Mount Baker.
Mountaineer just picked that thing right out of his hands with just taking all the ball and hit it right to the basket.
Yeah, it was Backstrom. Again, took that from the backside and knocked it out to Bass. Coming the other way, Nooksack Valley answers with a long three put down by Zach Johnson. 6-5 now our score, nearing the three-minute mark in our first quarter of play. Jason Lee with the basketball. Fakes left, right, goes left, gets it inside to Barbo. Working in the lane, puts up a shot, no good, tracks down his own rebound. His putback left short, Gates with it, his putback no good. Finally, a rebound going to be taken down by Jordan Veening. Boy, Baker had the looks, Tessa. Couldn't get it to drop.
They were fighting for that ball. It was three Mountaineers down there.
Veening into front court. Picked up by Backstrom. Swing it over to Galley. Work it down deeper in that right-hand side. Johnson back out on top to Galley. To Rawls. Baseline left. Bauman comes in. Attempts a reverse layup. That one's going to be blocked from the backside. Bass with it. Into front court. A lot of contact. Down low from the right-hand side. Let's see who the foul's going to be whistled on. Foul's going to be whistled on Galley. That'll be his first personal. And Caleb Bass was in the act of shooting, so we'll see Caleb at the free throw line, shooting a couple. Junior gets the first one to fall. Carson Encolm, and also David Betkoff check him into ballgame for Mount Baker. Second free throw crawls over the front of the rim for Caleb Bass, so he gets them both. 8-5 now our score. Galley with the basketball. Swing it over left to Rawls. Back to Galley. Now they get it to Carson Engholm. They work it down inside to Bauman. His attempt to drive in. He's going to trip. Be tripped up by Gates. That'll be a foul on the floor. Again, Bauman took the entry pass up at the elbow, right-hand side, tried to drown down low. Got a couple steps, and then David Gates kind of stepped in front of him.
A couple times he tried to drive to the basket, but the Mountaineers have done a good job of just putting their hands up and keeping the block there, and first time we saw a foul for them down with
Casey on this. Good team defense, too. They come inside. Baker's going to collapse down on him with the double and even triple team. Entry pass way out on top to Rawls. He'll kick it over to Galley. Baylor's over in front of that student section on the left side of the court. Leave it out for Beening. Jordan picking up a double team. They gets it down in that corner left-hand side to Galley. He dribbles out a little bit. Finds Beening. Elbow left-hand side. Kick it back out to Galley. Baylor has a wide open look at three. No good. Long rebound. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Let's see who touched it last. Looks like it will be Nooksack Valley ball. Bauman had checked out for about 15 seconds, checks right back into the ballgame.
The coach just wanted to tell him something and get him right back out there.
Beening, he'll trigger the inbound pass out near midcourt to Rawls. He picks up a double team, nearly is forced into backcourt. Galley with it now, works inside, right-hand side, puts up a shot. Good job that time. As Valley floated that one over the top of Michael Whitson at 6'8".
Just kind of bounced on the top of the rim, almost looked like it wasn't going to go in, and then bounced right the right way and got right in.
Boy, that's throwing one straight up in the air and have come down the chimney. Again, 6'8", Michael Whitson on the defense. Coming the other way, good move by Caleb Bass. Drives in from the right side, is underneath the backboard, kind of has to reach back out with a reverse layup. Puts it in for Mount Baker.
I'm not sure if the Pioneers defenders were sleeping on that one, but fancy layup, and it went right in.
Johnson will launch one from the corner, and that goes down. That's his second three of the game. We're inside of a minute to go, 40 seconds and counting down in our first quarter of action. We are tied at 10 apiece. Boy, Bass drives by everybody, but as he puts a shot up, Bauman just slams it into the backboard. Good block by Casey. Pioneers come out of it. The Heap with the basketball. Galley with it in front court. And Coach Skillman calls a timeout. We will take a 30-second break here. 19.7 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Tied at 10 apiece. Back after this on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Meridian Equipment is a proud supporter of high school athletics. They've served the community for more than 60 years, selling new and used farm and light industrial equipment. Meridian Equipment is now a distributor of Miller Tires, specializing in tires for antique tractors. They also have great prices on batteries as well as oil for everything from tractors to motorcycles. Watch for their next big auction scheduled for March 17th. Meridian Equipment, open weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 till noon at 5946 Guide Meridian in Laurel.
Welcome back to Mount Baker High School. After our timeout, it will be Pioneer basketball. Galley with it, walking into front court, 15 seconds to go. Baylor Galley on the dribble, burning some clock until it's time to execute. He'll kick it over to Jordan Beening, wing left-hand side. Jordan looking for some help, picks up a double team to Bauman. Bauman will launch a three. Nothing but net. Bottom part of the net, however. Rebound's going to be corralled by Zach Johnson, but can't do anything with it until time expires. At the end of one, our score knotted up at 10 apiece. Mount Baker and Nooksack Valley. We'll take a break. Come back with second quarter action after this on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Every Saturday afternoon at 1, stay connected to your community. Business leaders share their expert advice on everything from insurance and health to home maintenance and decor. Sponsors of Community Connection include Northwest Adult Day Health and Wellness Center, Feller Heating and Air Conditioning, DeWild's Nursery, and Cascade Connections. Community Connection, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Great automotive advice, industry trends, and updates.
Wellness on wheels. Is this really where it's going? The Mercedes?
Steve from Panacea Automotive Repair. Kirk from Angler Automotive. Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic. And Dan from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive.
Kids or toddlers in the car that aren't potty trained, the fragrance dispensing system could be very useful.
In the shop, 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday on KGMI. News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
Well, our second quarter gets underway with Mount Baker having the basketball, working into front court, but it's going to be stolen away. Jordan Beening coming the other way, goes up for the dunk. He had the height. Problem is he didn't have the basketball because he was fouled from the backside. A lot of excitement, but no points.
What a pretty dunk that would have been if he would have had that basketball there, getting the crowd all hyped.
Yeah, took the basketball, went down the far side of the court against a one-on-three break. They're looking at Jordan to see if he's bleeding a little bit. Yeah, they're going to say they got blood, so.
Ref letting them know
saying,
what he's
got to
do.
Okay, we're going to have a timeout. Again, Jordan Beening cuts himself on the rim. So Nooksack Valley is forced to take a timeout to kind of plug the leak, if you will, on Jordan Beening. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Be back after this on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Barron Heating and Air Conditioning believes in being involved in the community and is proud to support local high school athletics. This year, it will award a $1,000 grant at the end of the regular basketball season to one area high school. In each game broadcast during the regular season by the Cascade Radio Group, a player from each team will be chosen as that team's game changer, and each player's school will receive an entry for the $1,000 grant on behalf of its game changer. Barron and the Cascade Radio Group salute all high school athletes and the schools and adults that support them.
Now back at Mount Baker High School again, the second quarter just underway. The ball was stolen from Mount Baker. Jordan Beening went flying down the far side of the court, went up for the dunk. It was slammed away from him the backside, I believe, by Ethan Gates. He was fouled on the play, but in the process of attempting the dunk, cut his finger. Forced Nooksack to take a timeout to tape him back up. And then after the timeout, we will see, are they putting in a substitute shooter? Nope. Yep, so Jordan Veening's heading off to the locker room to get some more attention. So taking his place will be Kyle Veldman. Kyle, a 6-foot senior, will be shooting free throws. First one on the way, good. Second one on the way by Veldman, rattles around, comes off. Gates is going to get the rebound. Boy, his outlet pass nearly knocks Backstrom over. A little too hot to handle. Backstrom, pretty slight guy out there, kind of looked like he was going to get knocked into the student section. Gets it, brings it into front court. With it, Carson Engholm. They work it over for Backstrom. He's going to launch one inside the arc from the right-hand side. It will go in. That's Carter's second bucket of the game. He's up to 4 points. Baker on top, 12-11, early in our second quarter of action. Ball's going to be sent over to the baseline left for a long shot put up by Ty Rawls. It'll be off the mark. Baker with the rebound, and just that quickly, Backstrom brings it into front court. Now they kind of slow things up as Carson gets some instructions from Rob Gray. Into the ball game, Vetkov, get it. Vetkov gets it in down low for Barbo. His shot left a little short. Fight for the rebound. Barbo and Bauman mix it up. Ball goes out of bounds. Both players hit the deck. It can end up being Nooksack Valley's basketball. Reminder, as we get to halftime, stay around for our halftime show. We will bring you the NWCAthletics.com scoreboard. Again, NWCAthletics.com, great website, keeps track of all the action in the Northwest Conference, not just basketball, but virtually every sport in the Northwest Conference. Great go-to site to stay up to date. Pioneers with the basketball. Galley drives down, baseline right, puts one up, going to be blocked away by Gates. Coming the other way, Vetkov. Vetkov drive, floats up a runner, almost a hook shot from the right-hand side going out of bounds, and it goes down. 14-11, now the lead, 3 points for Baker.
When he shot that, he was almost on the other side of the basket, the backboard when he landed.
Yeah,
impressive
nice
shot.
Nice looking, kind of a hook shot, brought it back into the field. Work it down low, Bauman, he puts it up, no good, but right there to put it back up and in is Kyle Veldman.
Definitely not the tallest one on the court, so it was impressive, a rebound there and right back up to the basket, smart move.
Good bench points, 3 points for Veldman as he came in to replace Veening, who's kneeling right in front of us, looks like he's ready to check back in for the Pioneers. Have a foul whistled on the play. That one is going to be whistled against Veldman, and Veldman will check out of the ball game as we see Jordan Veening check back into the ball game, and easy to see which finger he hurt, huh, Tessa?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the one that's all taped up. So Veening back into the ball game. Entry pass by Baker, going to be tipped away by Bauman from the backside, controlled by Nooksack. Galley will bring it into front court, for the Pioneers. They trail by one, 14-13, 5:15 remaining in our first half of action. Johnson with the basketball, back to Galley. Galley will work his way back out to top between the circles. Kick it over to Veening. He works it down in the left-hand side for a baseline jumper put up and in by Zach Johnson. Oh, by the way, that's his third triple shot of the ball game. Johnson with 9 points.
Not somebody you want to leave without a defender on the court.
Not at all. And coming the other way, Mount Baker gets it to Caleb Bass. He'll lay it up and in. Bass player, first player on the floor into double figures. Caleb with 10 points already. Galley with it. Kick it over to Rawls. Wing left. Back out on top. Galley. Baylor drives down. Right side. Bounce pass inside to Veening. He goes up for a shot. Gates slaps it away. Coming out of the pack with it is Backstrom. Into front court. Launches a three off the back of the iron. No good. Jordan Veening goes up high in the air to get the rebound, and then he'll just hand it off to Galley, who walks the ball into front court. Get the ball down to Bauman. Underneath the back, he'll kick it out to Johnson. He'll miss a three from that wing right-hand side. We have a foul whistled on the floor. See which way it goes. Casey Bauman ends up on the floor.
A little bit of a violent collision there between them.
That's going to be the second foul picked up by Gates. So Gates at 6'10" checks out. They don't lose a lot. They stick Michael Whitson in there at 6'8". Veening with the ball. Goes inside to Bauman. Casey goes left, then goes right. His shot, no good. Rebound taken down, controlled by Nooksack. With the basketball, Ryan Veening to Johnson. Now kick it down in that right-hand corner to Bauman. Bauman looking at the baseline, nothing there. Works it inside, Jordan Veening. Back to Bauman, goes up strong from the right-hand side, close range. Puts it up and in. Casey's first 2 points of the night.
Smart move with that play, using the two tallest guys on Nooksack there to get one into the basket.
And good job again. They get it inside to Veening. He picks up the double team. They kick it back out to Bauman. He's just coming in unmanned. coming the other way now. Baker's going to work that ball inside, and Casey Bauman is going to foul. The first foul on Casey, and it will give Mount Baker the basketball. Baseline right. Jason Lee set to trigger in the inbounds pass. Going to kick it into Barbo. Out on top to Bass. Work it back down to Lee in that right-hand corner. Back out to Caleb Bass on top. Picked up by Baylor Galley. Now to Barbo. Looking for some help. Jason Lee, wing left. Dribbles around defender. Has it slapped away. Gets it to Whitson out between the circles. Then right at the free throw line to Barbo. Barbo hand it back to Backstrom straight away between the circles. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Bass drives in, steps into a shot. Going to be partially deflected maybe by Bauman. Tipped away, controlled by Nooksack. They get the outlet pass to Bauman. He drives in and is going to be whistled for the charge as Casey Bauman is going to knock Thomas Barbo over. Barbo, good job, Tessa, just kind of getting in position and setting up and taking one for the team.
Absolutely, yeah, impressive. And he got planted his feet, did everything right there, and got the charge called. Bauman a little bit upset with the call. He thought that maybe that shouldn't be the case.
2.5 minutes remaining in our first half. 18-16, Nooksack on top of Baker. Barbo with the basketball. Thomas drives down left-hand side. It's shut off. Kick it out to Jason Lee. He'll put up a three. Perfect. Boy, we had a good angle. That angle is from right in front of us all the way to the net, and that one was true, and it goes down. Even, Baker back on top.
Even when he had Zach Johnson in his face there, still just swished that three right in.
Beening will launch one about 12 feet out. Angle right. It will go down, so maybe that finger can be used as a kind of a gun sight, if you will, as he had no problem draining that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, that has had no effect over him, that hurt finger.
And steals the basketball, fighting backcourt for it. Caleb Bass with it. And as Mount Baker gets possession, they call a timeout. Heads up play by the bench. It was going to be a tie basketball. 1:44 remaining in our first half of play. Our score, Nooksack Valley 20, Mount Baker 19. We'll take a timeout. Be back in 30 seconds on KGMI and KGMI.com.
When you need a road built or have a new building project that needs a foundation excavated and a parking lot to go with it, or simply need to move rainwater from point A to point B, call professionals at Honkoop Gravel. They can come meet you to discuss your unique project and give you a free quote to get your project excavated and then out of the ground. Trust the quality of Honkoop Gravel for your next earthwork project. Honkoop Gravel, serving Whatcom County for over 40 years.
Now back at Mount Baker High School, Don Curtis along with Tessa McLeod, our producer-engineer this evening, Josh Young. 2019 Nooksack over Baker. 1:44 remaining in our first half. Mount Baker with the basketball. Caleb Bass has it in backcourt, picked up by Baylor Galley. Caleb will race into front court down the near side. Kick it to Jason Lee. Now on top to Backstrom. Back to Lee. Launches another three. That one is wide right. Misses everything. Barbo jumped trying to get it. You hear the Nooksack crowd behind us giving the air ball as if Jason didn't know it was an air ball. Again, Nooksack Valley with the basketball. Going to be poked. Stolen away by Lee. Coming in. Back with the cross-court bounce pass from Lee, and Carter will lay it up and in for his sixth point.
I think Jason Lee definitely redeemed himself from that air ball there, getting that steal.
Back and forth we go. This time, one-point lead for Baker. Three-point shot put up by Beening. It's off the mark. We have a fight for the rebound. Foul on the play. That one's going to be whistled against Ryan Beening. Inside a minute to go will be Baker basketball. 56.5 seconds remaining in our first half. Again, as part of our halftime show, that NWCAthletics.com scoreboard will get you up to date with all the scores that we have available to us from around the Northwest Conference. Bass with it. Kick the ball over to Linderman. Works over to Backstrom. And we will have a foul on the play. That one is going to be whistled against Whitson. Offensive foul. We'll give it back to the Pioneers. 40 seconds exactly to go in our first half and counting down. Will be Pioneer basketball. Galley going to lob a pass in low to Veening. He's got to go down and get it and nearly fall out of bounds. Saves it into Ryan Veening, who will whip it across court looking for Zach Johnson. It'll be poked out of bounds by last touch by Mount Baker. So it will be Pioneer basketball in front of that Mount Baker bench. Inbound pass going to come into Galley. He'll work it over to Ryan Veening. Get it to Veldman. Back to Galley, working around the right-hand side to Johnson. Goes down baseline. Now kick it back out on top to Galley. Over to Ryan Veening. He'll launch a three. Not there. Veldman with the rebound. Put back. No good. Johnson rebound. Fought. Galley gets it. Drives down to the baseline. Attempts to go in an entry pass. And time will expire. Nooksack unable to get a shot off as our first half of basketball comes to an end. We expected a close one. We got it. At the break, our score, Mount Baker 21, Nooksack Valley 20. We'll take a timeout, come back, get our halftime show underway right here on KGMI and KGMI.com.